The Choose Love movement offers no-cost solutions that keep our kids safe, providing them with the skills and tools they need to flourish. Join us in our mission to create the world we want to live in, one that's connected and compassionate. Check us out at ChooseLoveMovement.org. Together, we can choose love.
Hey, everyone, all the Choose Love podcast listeners, thank you so much for showing up today. We have an incredible, incredible guest today. It's actually a Choose Love partner. This is Dr. Marti Casey. Dr. Casey is an American artist, actress, activist, CEO of Ungun Institute, founder of Show Me Arts Academy, and global speaker, and so much more. Such an incredibly interesting woman and friend of mine. I'm so happy to host you on here. Thank you for the honor of this conversation today, Dr. Casey.
Oh my goodness. Hello, Scarlett. It is such a pleasure and an honor to be with you today. I'm excited about our conversation. Thank you for that remarkable introduction. If there's anything that I can add, I just want to say there is a K in the middle of my name, Marti K. Casey. And the reason that's important, there's a really awesome rock star out there by the name of Marti Casey. And if you look us up, if you just go with Marti Casey, you may find him, which you're not going to be upset because he's really good looking on the eyes. But if you're really trying to deal with some, you know, disarming some trauma, you're probably looking for me. So put that K in there, Marti K. Casey. But other than that, thank you. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. So we've got the K in there. And you know, our first conversation that we had was so kind of transformative for me. And I loved what you said. And our listeners that listen to me regularly and follow the Choose Love movement are going to know why this so struck a chord. But you said that hurt people hurt people. But you didn't just say hurt people, you said healed people, heal people. And I love that because, you know, you always hear the first one, but you never kind of really hear the what happens after that. And it's possible. It's possible to be healed. We all have wounding as human beings. We all feel pain, physical, mental, and emotional. There's lots of pain walking around out there. And how do I know? Well, because I read about it in the headlines every single day, because there was a wounded person that took my six-year-old son's life. And so I have a vested interest in being part of the solution to help the hurt people become healed. And I got to tell you, I kind of wish that I had been doing this earlier, because I might have been able to intervene in what happened in my life. But I know that what both you and I are doing individually and together are definitely what it's going to take to be part of the solution to help these people heal. And I can't wait to listen along with the listeners about how your organization works and how you are helping to heal people in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I would like to respond to that. The reason that it was important for me to coin the phrase hurt people, heal people is because we have to approach this not just from the problem side, but from the solution side. So I just felt like that first saying was just incomplete. And I'm like, I don't think we're making much movement here if we just leave it at that. Like, what's on the other side of that coin? And so for me, it's important to make sure that anything that we create or we talk about at Ungun Institute, it really is from the problem to the solution. We got to move people. We got to get them to a different space of knowing that you don't have to just react according to how you're feeling in that moment, but we want to get you to a place of response. And those are the types of things that we do. We also, one of the filters that we use, anything that we create, we call it putting a kiss on it, meaning keeping it simple and safe. Keep it simple and safe. So all of our tools and techniques, we kiss it. And it's keeping it simple and safe because we want you to remember it. We want you to not only remember it, but we want you to actually be able to achieve it and do it. Because when hurt and pain comes, I mean, it's a lot of times it's unexpected, right? That's why it hurts so much. You didn't see it, and you didn't see it coming. And so it's important that we know that in that moment of that hurt and pain, you can push through and think of those simple things, those simple tools and techniques that you can pull from to kind of get you in a better space. One of our biggest ones is a trauma response, a peace response, and it is simply called stop, breathe, think. Those are the three steps that we need you to take if something happens. So
And you know
simple.
what? It's incredibly simple. And I absolutely, I'm obsessed over it. I want, before you go into that, because I want you to explain how you came up with it, what it looks like. And we will show an image also when we
Sure.
promote this podcast, but I wanted to read your mission statement, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, so you're the Ungun Institute, disarming trauma, and your mission statement at the Ungun Institution is a trauma-informed company that specializes in disarming violence on the spectrum. For example, bullying, domestic abuse, suicide, up to gun violence. Ungun has a holistic approach that covers the mind, body, and spirit by engaging the arts to express and connect to one's personal inner healing. The goal is to move individuals to a safe place that ensures healthy connections and personal peace. At Ungun, we call it living in the green. This is an area of self-control, self-discipline, self-care. Ooh, and this is my favorite, self-love.
Oh my goodness, when I hear you read it, you make it sound so good.
Oh, it is good. I mean, what a
Thank you.
mission statement. Everybody can get on board with that mission.
I hope so. And that's the idea of it, right? We all have experienced some type of trauma, collective trauma, complex trauma, generational trauma, just all kinds. And I think we're all at a point, especially when COVID hit, that said, okay, wait a minute. You mean to tell me we're all hurting so bad at the same time and we don't even know what this really is? All we know to do is go inside and hide. And can you imagine others who were dealing with other things and being on the inside, being disconnected from their safe places and people that made them safe, that they didn't have that? And so when we came back outside, I don't know if you noticed or not, Scarlett, but it appeared as if people were just like the fuse was just like blowing. I mean, just going and blowing up like so quickly. Like there was no long fizz out before the explosion. It was like, oh, you sparked me and boom, I'm exploding. And
Right.
I knew that Ungun really needed to try its best to be connected to businesses and schools and communities, churches, wherever there are people, right? Because there's no such thing. I say this all the time. There's no such thing as church hurt, but there are a whole bunch of hurt people going to church. And so, in order for us to save those systems and institutions and beliefs, we need to get in there where the people are, meet them where they are, and help them to feel better.
Absolutely, especially now. And I think that, you know, we came out of such a fearful place in COVID, literally thinking that we could cause the death of our loved ones or die ourselves, you know, the ultimate fear. And then, you know, only to have that stoked by, I always hold up my cell phone, an algorithm of fear because our brains are buying fear. And I honestly think that's why after COVID, violence exploded across the country, and it's the root cause is fear. So I was wondering, fear and pain, right? I was wondering why Ungun? Why the Ungun Institute? Why that name?
Wow, well, thank you for that. And you know, I get asked that often because as soon as people hear that it is has the word gun in it, it makes them like, what is that? What is, you know, it sounds like it's something good, but really tell me what it is. The first thing that I want to say is that we are not here to infringe upon anyone's rights, their Second Amendment rights. If you choose to own a gun, That's your right to do so. But one of the things that we encourage at Ungun Institute is that you really are being accountable for gun safety. We really want you to make sure that you understand completely the firearm that you have chosen to have in your presence and what it can do and how to use it, how to safely put it away, and all of those things. So we do deal with that part of it, but we're not here to infringe upon anyone's choice of to own a firearm or not. The second part of that is that gun violence is very it's instrumental, unfortunately, in my family. Is historically, my great grandmother on my father's side was gunned down in her home. She was shot and stabbed to death by a gentleman who broke into her home for a black and white television. And I was only 8 years old. And I remember my parents making the decision that I couldn't go to the funeral because they felt like that it wasn't using the word trauma then, but they just felt like that was just too difficult, too hard for a child to process and understand of what happened. So I didn't get a chance to go in appropriately in my mind, be able to say my goodbyes to my great grandmother. So that always stuck in the back of my mind. And then when I fast forward to my life, my brother encountered someone that he actually knew in our neighborhood, the neighborhood where we grew up in. My great grandmother's home on my mother's side was like our home base, right? We spent our summers there. Anytime when my mother and father got a divorce, and anytime we were in between homes, that was always where we would go and live. And so we knew everyone in the neighborhood, but he had an altercation with an older gentleman that threatened to bring harm to everyone in our family, in our house. And my brother in that moment made a decision that it would be, between him, his life, or the gentleman's life. And unfortunately, my brother was the one who pulled the trigger. The reason that I shared this story, and I know it's hard to hear for some of the listeners, and I want you to know that some parts of what I may be sharing today can be triggering. So I definitely want you to take personal responsibility, and if this is not anything you can handle or listen to now, maybe come back to it later, or just know that it is a resource. This conversation will be a resource for some. However, when my brother was locked up and he did his time, day for day, 3 years. He was locked up on the inside, Scarlett, but my mother and I was locked up on the outside because trauma is transferable and so is healing. We didn't choose to have the altercation. We didn't choose to pull the trigger, but we were just as much attached to the punishment as my brother was. The same when it comes down to the bullet. You may not have been the target or the person who was actually shot and killed, but those who are attached to that person who loved that person that was killed, you also die on the inside. That bullet doesn't just affect the one person who was targeted or hit, it also affects everyone that's attached to them. So the same emotional connection that trauma has, the healing has that same possibility. So when I began to heal over what my brother did, everyone attached to me around me begins to heal, including my brother. So Ungun Institute was necessary to create for the sake of healing for my family. Also, when my brother went away to jail, the first person he saw on the yard, if you will, was my grandfather, which was my mother's father. Now, she was raised by her stepfather, but her actual biological father was who was in and out of jail, a career criminal. So, as I'm starting to what I call trauma trace, and these are all things that are, protected under the ungun umbrella, if you will. So, we use the word trauma tracing. It's how what I teach and help individuals to understand to find those areas in their life that could possibly cause more harm, but we help them to find and see it in advance. And so as I'm going through this and I'm seeing my grandfather on my mother's side, career criminal, my great grandmother was killed by a career criminal. My brother chose to get, you know what I mean? And so I'm seeing this
Lot.
kind of like, if I don't ungun this, meaning release it, let it go, allow it, those things that I am attached to safely come up out of my body, my mind, and my spirit, I too may choose violence versus love. And I know everything in me is made out of love. I know that I come from a family of love. My great grandmother on my mother's side, that's who owned the home, and she truly made sure that's what we knew. We knew God, we knew church, we knew love, we knew family. But I'm seeing this cycle of violence. How do I disarm that? How do I put the safety lock on the gun that's on the inside of us that will cause these bullets to be released? And sometimes when we react from our own personal hurt and pain, and we release those emotional bullets, they hit people we didn't even intend for them to harm.
That is so powerful, isn't it? And I don't think most people think about that. I mean, unless you've lived it and you understand the ripple effect of the event and the pain and the trauma. And I know that from Sandy Hook. I mean, I was, a victim's parent, but the ripple effect within this community, I was explained in the beginning, trauma is like an onion. And you know how onions have all these different layers. So your brain takes the trauma and encapsulates it so that it can move forward to survive. And then if something happens, like this was very interesting. So the tragedy happened in Sandy Hook. And what we saw, interestingly enough, were suicides and mental breakdowns of community members because they had encapsulated trauma like childhood sexual abuse or their own, whatever the trauma was. It opened up that onion, even because they were in the proximity of the Sandy Hook trauma, even if it hadn't, they didn't know anyone, it unleashed their own trauma, and it was significant. There was just a lot of hurting going on in this community, and that's what you're talking about. And I think that's not talked about enough or even addressed. And also what you said, I love trauma tracing. That is brilliant.
Thank you.
Because there is this generational piece of trauma that I think we don't address enough. We're so, I don't know, busy and distracted and looking at, addressing the problem that's right in front of us, but looking generationally to see where that came from, because that has to be healed too.
It does. It does. So as I just shared with you, all of those areas of where trauma bullets have been hit in my family, that's more of our verbiage, but the trauma bullets that have been hit with in my family, when I trauma trace, that's where I find that. And that's what needs to be ungunned.
Yeah.
I have to put the safety lock on those bullets. So I have to safely remove them. And now, what do you pack the wound with? Just like if we were moving a physical bullet, an actual bullet from a gun, that has to safely be removed, and then you pack the wound. Well, what we pack the wound with is now your gifts and talents artistically. So that's where we get into, the creation of our ungun system. And then we take individuals through a 5-week process of then tapping into their gifts and talents and helping them to create what is needed to give them the proper medicine, the holistic medicines from the inside. Because everything that we need is, we're already born with it. We're born with it. But look at the stuff that gets piled on top of it. And you ever been looking for something in your home and you're like tearing the house up trying to find it because you're looking at it from the surface and you had to pick up some papers and go, oh my God, it's underneath my notebook or it's underneath this sweater. It was underneath something, what you was looking for, what you needed. And that's what happens. Our gifts and talents get lost because of the things in life gets piled on top. So we ungun that and we remove that so we can get to the bottom line of what you need to heal yourself from the inside out.
And that's beautiful because trauma can be that. I mean, first of all, yeah, I know what you're talking about. If you look in my background, I usually have my black background blurred out for exactly this reason. Yeah, I look through stuff quite often. There's piles all over the place. But yeah, that and that what can limit us and be that weight that our gifts and talents are under is that trauma. And so one of the tools that you use, and then I want to go back to the trauma piece because I know everybody listening has some amount of trauma that they're working with. But I want you had started to say it, and I stopped you because it's like so brilliant. I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of a foundation of knowledge before we kind of showcase this, but can you talk about what's at the banner on your website, which is the ungunninstitute.com, is this sort of formula? We have a formula. This is your formula on how you help people to ungun. And you actually had a whole PR thing where you had these all over billboards and it directly related to a reduction in violence in your community. Hey, listen, everybody that is experiencing violence in their community. I mean, we have people calling us almost on a daily basis saying that they need Choose Love in the area, in the schools, because violence is increasing. And this you already have this method that actually you rolled out. That is effective. Can you tell us about that?
I can, and I'm excited to tell you about it because I just actually witnessed someone telling me they recognized me because my face is on the billboard. But the peace response that is on the billboard is very simple, and it says, "Stop, breathe, think." It's a black billboard, and in red is the word "stop," and yellow is the word "breathe," and in green is the word think. Now, the reason that I created this, and even in those colors, when you think about it, you think about when we're driving around, we see the stop lights and the stop signs all the time, or what have you, with the red, yellow, green. Red simply means what? Stop. Yellow means caution, and green means go. And so I really wanted to keep it simple. Remember, we kiss everything, keep it simple and safe. And in that, I remember growing up is that they taught us in school that if ever the body caught on fire, they gave us three simple words to remember: stop, drop, and roll. So I wanted this to be very simple in that aspect. But no one ever told us what to do when our brains feel like they have caught on fire. So instantly get angry when you so instantly react and want to punch somebody or hurt somebody or pull a trigger. What do we do in that moment when it feels like the brain is on fire? I simply want you to remember this simple thing. Stop. Take some breaths. And in that moment, as you're taking breaths, it's now moving you to that place of getting oxygen to your brain so you can focus and clearly think. And what should you be thinking about? I want you to think about who you are, whose you are, and why you are. Take the focus off of the person or the situation that's you believe is bothering you or harming you. Put the focus on yourself from the inside, remembering who you are, whose you are, which is attached to your belief system, and why you are. What is your purpose? If you remember your own personal value as you are thinking, that's when you will make the best decision to walk away or to say something different or not say anything at all. Whatever it is that you need to do, whatever options that you have to keep yourself safe and everyone around you safe, that's what's going to come to mind. Because there's absolutely no way you can love self and harm others. But if you forget the value of your self-love, you forget who you are, it's very easy for you to dismiss who others are.
Hi, my name is Scarlett Lewis. I'm the founder of the Choose Love Movement. I founded this organization following the murder of my six-year-old son, Jesse, and 27 others at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I realized then that we must come together in order to solve the escalating issues of violence, substance abuse, and mental illness in our country and world. I created the Choose Love Movement because, as humans, we are 99.9% genetically the same. We all need love, and we all also feel pain. We teach all ages how to choose love and grow through pain. It's pretty simple. Love feels good, and anger, hatred, and resentment feel bad. Hurt people hurt people. Even though we can't always choose what happens to us, we can always choose how we respond. Love is always the strongest response. Six-year-old Jesse stood up to the shooter and saved nine of his classmates' lives before losing his own. We all have the capacity for that courage. Join the Choose Love movement today and be part of the solution by creating a safer, more peaceful, and loving world.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was really loaded. There's no way you can love yourself and harm others. And that is so simple, such a simple concept, but we know simple isn't always easy. We want to kiss it. We want to keep it safe and simple. That is profound. And I really think even neuroscientifically, what you've come up with the stop, breathe, think is such perfection, because we know that our brains are wired to react. We actually get a hit of dopamine when we react. Our brains just want to keep us safe. If you give me a dirty look, my brain, I know you, I love you. And if you gave me a dirty look, my brain would supersede all that, put up the figurative dukes, and want me to react to that in a similar fashion. And if we stop, if we breathe, and there is nothing out there scientifically that is more powerful than our breath. Our breath is our life, and our breath helps calm us down. We know that. There's no more powerful way. So we take some breaths and we just think about who you are, whose you are. That is so beautiful, and why you are thinking about those things. Because I'll tell you what, you know, we have a prison program and I speak to school shooters, and I really haven't spoken to anyone in all of the now 11 years that I've done this prison work. Is some of my favorite work, because every one of these people that I talk to, they regret what they did. They didn't know it was a choice, or if they did, they regret it mightily. And they wish that they had paused and thought about the consequences of how it was, not only as you so beautifully show as an example, it impacts their life, but it impacts their family's life. It impacts their victim's life and all of their victims' families' lives. It can impact the world now with our front row tickets to the worst of humanity. And there's such a huge ripple effect. And so just thinking and breathing, and then the thoughtful process, which literally is you know, and as I talk, and as we teach in the Choose Love movement, data comes in through our five senses, through our fear center first, and our brain is wired towards negativity. We want to react. And by the way, if I reacted, if you gave me a look and I reacted to you, I'd get a hit of dopamine. And dopamine feels good only temporarily. It always leaves you wanting more, always. And so that's not when we, if you're able to breathe, and then you're able to think, it gives your prefrontal cortex time to come online so that you can thoughtfully respond with your highest and best self. This is also where the brake on your instinctual responses are. So you can't even reach that unless you take a few breaths, because your fear center is just ready to go to defend you. So
you gotta
this
bring energy up. You got to bring it up and forward. You have to be able to do that. You got to bring energy up and forward. And that is, it's a process. And so that's why this peace response is the, and you take these steps, it's the process that you're taking your body through in order to get you to that forward, that up and forward thinking, higher energy thinking. And then you are able to make the best decision that you have in that moment. Will there be moments that you're going to probably decide and react or respond from the red? There may be, because if it's life or death, your life or someone else's, there may be times. But at the but for the most part, we can bring violence down when we literally bring love up. We have to bring the love up. And where do you bring, you bring the love up from who? From yourself. So it has to be self-love. You have to bring up the self-love in order to love outwardly to others. And that's what we haven't been taught. And that's one of the things that we are all about in Ungun Institute. I actually just co-created this DAO. And I know that this is the Ungun Emotional Support DAO.
Oh, wow.
It's actually Dr. Marty.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
She's holding 7 different tools and techniques that we teach from.
That's amazing. And she's got a t-shirt that says, I am.
Yeah. So I am, this was the I am dial was originally created by a beautiful young lady here in St. Louis, who's only 26 years old. And when I saw her dial versus trying to recreate or compete with, I said, why don't we partner? It's like you and I, Scarlett, doing the work that we're doing, right? Let's partner. We don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time, and because that starts to feel like competition. So as I was explaining to her, the I am DAO affirmation of teaching a child that I am beautiful, I am worthy, I am great. That is a beautiful thing to do. However, the children that I deal with that's on the spectrum of this trauma, before they can remember that they're worthy and that they're great, I have to help them heal. And so that's why it needed to become an emotional support dial. And so through our tools of Ungun that we create, that dial now, as they say, the dial and accessories not included. Well, this dial has the accessories included. She has the right accessories included so that they can do this creative play and emotionally express how they're feeling, what's showing up, and teaching them how to stop, breathe, and think. So just like even on the inside of that, you will find this card on the inside of that dial purchase. And it tells you to stop and count down from 100, counting down, right? And while you're counting down, we want you to take 10 deep breaths while blowing bubbles. So you're going to take breaths and you're going to blow the bubbles. The bubbles help them to form their mouths in the manner that it takes, and the amount of air that it takes to actually form a bubble is you breathing correctly when you are trying to bring yourself to a place of calm. And then the last thing is think of 20 things that make you happy. What makes you happy? So it depends upon the age of the child. They may not be able to write those 20 things down, but they can say it out loud. What makes me happy is when I play with my little sister. What makes me happy is when I get to eat cookies, when I get to sit on my mom's lap. That makes me happy. So whatever it is, but you go through that with them. And while you're going through that process, what's happening? They're forgetting about the thing that just made them angry. You're giving them an opportunity to take a time in, not a time out. When we teach children to take a time out, what we're saying is, I want you to disconnect from everything and everyone and go be off to yourself so you can get it together and be worthy enough to come back. That's what we're saying to a child. You did something negative, so I'm going to do something even greater that's negative to you to let you know negative creates negativity. That's not what we want to teach.
Right, when they need the connection.
They need the connection. We got to turn it into a positive. Remember, I talked about that before. We have to flip it. What's the positive side from the problem to the solution?
Yeah.
So I teach children to go in, take a time in, meaning that go inside of self, spend some time with self and see what you need. What is it that you need? We have self-care cards with Ungun, and these cards are random, and you just kind of pick and choose a card. And I'm just gonna just pick one out here. It just simply says drink a glass of water. Sometimes the body is just you need something, sing a song. These self-care cards are, it allows them to find out what is it that's speaking to you in that moment to give yourself some self-care. Like you talk about when you spoke about it's like a shot of dopamine. Well, that's what this is.
Yeah,
That's
that's
what
right.
this is. It gives you some self-love, some self-time, some moment to be with yourself and knowing that you can do this yourself. We have to start helping our babies to realize that we can teach them to give themselves what they need and they're not so dependent upon others. That's where domestic violence happens later on in life because we have made our children and women in particular so dependent upon others. But when you can be taught from an early age of how to give yourself what you need, you're not looking outward to get it from someone else. Only person can make you happy is yourself.
So true. And
Joy
what
is your job. Joy is your job. It's not anyone else's.
I love that. Joy is your job. That's right. It doesn't come from outside of you. It comes from inside of you. And I would say, looking at those cards aren't just dopamine. We get dopamine when we react, but they're oxytocin because they're a call for connection. They are serotonin, our body's natural mood stabilizer in the action component. They're endorphins. They're the longer lasting feel good things. They're the positive actions that you can take that raise your self-esteem and self-confidence.
And you can do these things alone. This is in, there's not a card in here that requires you to have to do anything with anyone else. These are things that you can do by yourself to allow you to bring joy and smiling back to yourself and practicing those things. I mean, we have an Ungun board game. I mean, when I say we
Oh, that's
create
awesome.
every single thing, we have so much fun. Ungun is fun. It's fun. It may not start out like that, meaning that, yeah, we are looking for those who are dealing with hurt and pain and where it gets stuck. And we want to help you to unstick from that emotional terror that you're trying to live with every day. And I do private sessions, I do speaking engagements, I do workshops, you name it. We do it all. I'm a global peace ambassador, so I don't just work here in my community in St. Louis. And we are coming up on the 10th year anniversary of the unrest of Ferguson this year in August. And so already I am connecting with local, national, and international organizations to bring them in my backyard to say, hey, come and partner with me on this because we need to make sure that we're not just being stuck on what happened 10 years ago, but we are literally moving forward and we are healing our city intentionally, engaging together to connect to heal. And that is what is the most important part for us to do. To do this in advance. And so we are always just thinking of what's fun. How can we artistically build these simple tools and techniques to present them on a larger scale so that it is fun for everyone?
I love that. And we're so aligned. We have Jesse left a message for his older brother who was 10 years old at the time. And it read, he it was this little note folded up on his desk and it said, "Have a lot of fun." And I had the same day I had found this message on our kitchen chalkboard. This is right when we came home, the first time that we came home after finding out that Jesse had been murdered at Sandy Hook. I found a message on our kitchen chalkboard where Jesse had written nurturing, healing love. And I realized, wow, that is the solution. Love connects us. Fear divides us. That's the solution. At the same time, JT, who was 12 years old, went into his bedroom and he found on his desk this little note that was tightly folded. And it said, from Jesse, have a lot of fun. It was like a last message from a little brother to a big brother. And he brought that out there and he said, Mom, look, Jesse left me a message too. And I was thinking, wow. So the two most important things that we do every day are choosing love over fear, ultimately, because we know anger, hatred, resentment, that's a mask for fear, and having a lot of fun. We cannot let that piece go because we need that to feel good, to love ourselves, and in order to love others and to connect. Those are such really important pieces. So we're so aligned. I'm loving this conversation. What happened, Dr. Casey, when you put that incredible message of stop, breathe, think on billboards in St. Louis? What happened?
Yeah, well, again, speaking about good partnerships, my purpose of when I stopped into the into the building to find out how much a billboard costs, right? Like, I had no clue. And I found out they cost a whole lot of money. And so I was like, I want to purchase two billboards. And this is me coming out of pocket because I just serviced 13 schools in our city, in one of the districts in our city. We had a school shooting, unfortunately, where we lost two individuals in October of 2022. And so when I was servicing the school, I'm sorry, of 2023. And then, so I was servicing the schools and I wanted to make sure that the curriculum that we had been teaching from Stop, Breathe, Think could stay out in front of them. Like, that's really important. Like, you want to make sure whatever sticks and that's working and they're catching on to, that we keep it out in front. That's why we still remember Stop, Drop, and Roll, because it became a national phenomenon. We all was taught that in school. Right. And so I said, I got to get these messages outside. The summer's going to happen. Gun violence is going to increase again if I don't get this message out. So when I went to share with them my reason, and we see billboards in our city all the time that are pretty negative, that says that there's going to be a gun show on this particular date in this particular location. And I'm thinking, do we really need to be advertising that we have a gun show coming and selling guns when this city is the number one in murders? We're number one. Like, if I'm trying to lose weight, do I want to see that Taco Bell is having a sale inside of the, you know, the yeah, I mean, I don't need to see it there. And so I was like, what can we do? Because I need positive messaging to go up in these neighborhoods. They said, They felt like what I was trying to do was worth partnering with.
Wow. And,
we were able to then put up 24 billboards in the city. But what's really awesome about it, I just wanted the billboards to be up for the summer, like the Safe Summer campaign. But we've had our billboards up now. They're still up. Wow. It will be a year in July that the billboards will be up. They even contacted me in January and said, Dr. Marty, we want to partner with you again this year so wow. You can keep these billboards up in this city. And I am just so blown away by that, because that's really what it's about when we all take responsibility, accountability, and the ability to come together with whatever it is that we are building. And we lock it in like Legos and we stack on top of each other and we build something that is like amazing. So that's what happened with that. And I am happy to announce that before the billboards went up, like I said, we were number one in gun violence in St. Louis. If you look up the 10 most dangerous cities right now in murders, St. Louis has dropped from number one to number three.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Those billboards made a difference. It had an impact.
I mean, your school, your work in the school, and then the billboard, 24 billboards, though, that's a lot, you know, so it's a consistent message. Marketing, I think somebody told me that you need to see a message 7 times before it actually kind of sinks into you. So yeah. That's incredible.
So let me just tell you, the other day I was at a store and the cashier recognized me. She was like, "Oh my God, you're on the billboard that says Stop, Breathe, Think." And I said, "Yes, I am. Oh wow, thank you for knowing that." She says, "You have no idea, you saved my life." And I said, "Oh, how so?" She says, "I was having a panic attack when I was driving because someone had just rolled past me really fast and it looked like they were about to hit me from behind. And it sent me into a panic attack. And in that moment, I looked up and I saw your billboard. And it says,
Wow.
Stop, breathe, think." And she says, "And that's when I was able to bring myself to a place of calm." I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up.
No, you
So
can't.
I told her, I said, I need you to put this video, send it to me or something, because this the whole world needs to know that that billboard helped you, that those words at that exact time helped you. And it didn't have anything to do with violence, but it had everything to do with trauma. It became a traumatic experience when she thought someone was about to hit her from behind. And she saw, you probably heard, I could have lost my life. And so it sent her into a panic attack, and the billboard helped her to calm down, according to what she stated. And so I'm just excited that I have an opportunity to be creative. I am an artist by trade, if you will, that am I by choice. Like I'm a professional actress, and I've been singing since the age of 19 professionally. I write, direct, and produce stage plays like Tyler Perry. And so just that's really my world. That's and so whatever it is that I'm going to do, you're going to find the arts in it, from theater to I'm up right now for the number one theater actress in St. Louis with from some
Oh my
parts.
gosh,
Yeah,
that's
they're
crazy.
voting now to
Wow.
and so I love that I have been really blessed to have the opportunity to do what my natural medicine allows me to do. My natural medicine is performance, right? That's where my gifts and talents lie. To be able to infuse that in purpose, that means now I'm doing what I've been called to do in life. See, it's one thing for you to do what you want to do, what you love to do, but then where does it fit in the why of you having purpose in life? And when you infuse the two, I'm telling you, you are winning. You are winning. So some days I make money, some days I don't, but the money doesn't matter, because even in my belief system, it says that your gifts will make room for you. And what that basically says to me is that anything that I need in life, it will be given to me as long as I continue to tap into my gifts and talents and giving back to others. And that's why Ungun Institute is even a thing, because I want to help to save lives. I don't count deaths, I count lives.
I mean, that's so profound. And I hope that people that are listening are hearing the trauma of your story, the generational trauma of your story, but also your decision to take that trauma, turn that pain into purpose using your gifts and talents, and then creating this Ungun Institute as a place to do that with this powerful messaging. It's really amazing you did this, but people that are listening, if you're feeling anxiety, and when you were talking about that woman who almost got into a car accident and she used the stop, breathe, think that she saw on the billboard to help her calm down, anxiety is rampant. And so, we can all use that message. And I'm going to say it again, stop, rethink. We're going to show that image on the promotional part of the podcast. But, it also helps us to, I want everyone listening to think about the trauma and pain in your own life and how you can, if you haven't already, turn that into purpose that serves others. So the wisdom that you gained through your life story, you took that wisdom and you incorporated it with your gifts and talents into something that you could give as a gift to the world. That's what the Ungun Institute and everything that you do with that organization. And I want everybody listening to be, I mean, we're all inspired. But also don't think, oh, that's only Dr. Marty Casey. That is that
Casey. Marty K. Casey.
Marty K. Casey. Marty K. Casey. That's not just, he's not a doctor though either, but Dr. Marty K. Casey. It's not just Dr. Marty K. Casey. That is you. That is me. That is what we all need to do, I think, right now. And I want to just kind of, for the last few minutes, maybe pivot into what we're seeing in the world, because both you and I are committed to being part of the solution, not just in our communities, but in all communities. And so, you know, and I'm talking to everybody because I really do believe, and I want to get your opinion, that the time has come that we don't just sit and point fingers and get angry at people that aren't taking action, aren't passing laws that we want them to, or, you know, just expressing anger, but that we actually get up and we do something with our pain. Turn our pain into purpose, which is possible for everyone. I want to say, if it's possible for you, if it's possible for me, then it's possible for anybody listening. But what is the advice? I mean, it may seem, I really believe that this is necessary in order for us to create the world that we want to live in. I mean, let's face it, we're responsible for the world that we live in, and we all want it to be a safer, more peaceful and loving place. How do the people that are listening, how do they follow in your footsteps? What advice do you give them if they're listening and they want to do something? We know that the opposite of anxiety is positive action. So with, you know, using your example and following kind of the Ungun Institute's mission of disarming trauma, which is what we all want to do, as well our own, as well as those around us, so that we can live in a safer world. How can we use the stop, breathe, think? We know that, you know, for ourselves, but how, what can we do to help you? What can we do to help ourselves in creating this, the world that we all want to live in?
So I'm going to answer that, and then I want to say something else. But the first thing that I want to say, I want to keep this real simple. The four pillars that Ungun sits on and what we teach is for everyone to go and enter into a personal contract with yourself to be better so that you can do better and live better. Those four pillars is to give, forgive, heal, live. And we teach you at Ungun Institute how to do that. So if you are listening in right now and you want to be a better person so you can do better things, so you can live better and live in a world that's better, I'm asking you right now to contact us at ungunninstitute.com. We are in business to teach as many people that want it how to do it.
Mm.
Give, forgive, heal, live. Mm. Four simple areas that we focus on and helping you. The other thing that I want to mention is because you, as you were leading up to that, Scarlett, you and I wouldn't be sitting here and wouldn't know each other if it was not for a group of people that's doing this work, which is Purpose Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to sit on the Grants Council of Purpose Earth. And when they met you, they knew if we don't introduce Scarlett to anyone else, we have to make sure that Miss Scarlett Lewis meets Dr. Marty K. Casey. And I'm so grateful for that. And so it shows you how there are so many angels in the world that are creating their wings to fly.
Mm.
And as they're flying around doing their work, they're flying in the sky high with other people like yourself and with me. And then we're all now gathering and we're flying together. Birds of a feather, what?
Fly together.
So you have to fly high and at a certain altitude in order to meet the other birds that are doing the things you do.
I love that analogy. I love that analogy. And I agree. And it is comforting to know that there are other groups, so many other people out there that are working very hard for our safety and health and well-being, our children's and ours. And I'm so blessed and grateful that Purpose Earth and the founders connected us. Yes. And we are, you know, we're going to be doing great things together.
Coming up in Ibiza, Spain. You and I will be in Ibiza, Spain, teaching others how to fly high. And we respect and love all birds. Don't get me wrong. But if you can be an eagle, be an eagle. You don't have to stay down there with the pigeons. I mean, come on and fly high. And that's what Purpose Earth is all about. And so I'm just excited that we're joining that flock. And in Ibiza, Spain, you and I will get an opportunity to teach others how to do that same thing.
And to have a lot of fun while we do it.
Yes. Ungunning fun and choosing love.
Absolutely. Wow. So thank you so much for sharing your mission and your vision and your beauty and your love with us. Ungun Institute, Disarming Trauma, Stop, Breathe, Think at ungunninstitute.com. If what you heard resonates within your soul, reach out. We have so many educators and parents and community members listening right now. Reach out to Marty K. Casey and ask how you can serve this mission and how you can bring these concepts into your own community. We need more people like you, Dr. Casey, because you know, this is the type of stuff that is going to create the healed people that heal people. This is exactly where we need to go. And I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for the time that you've spent with us and the time that we will spend together in the future. Thank you for joining us today, and much more to come.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Scarlett Lewis. I'm the founder of the Choose Love Movement. I founded this organization following the murder of my 6-year-old son, Jesse, and 27 others at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I realized then that we must come together in order to solve the escalating issues of violence, substance abuse, and mental illness in our country and world. I created the Choose Love Movement because, as humans, we are 99.9% genetically the same. We all need love, and we all also feel pain. We teach all ages how to choose love and grow through pain. It's pretty simple. Love feels good, and anger, hatred, and resentment feel bad. Hurt people hurt people. Even though we can't always choose what happens to us, we can always choose how we respond. Love is always the strongest response. 6-year-old Jesse stood up to the shooter and saved 9 of his classmates' lives before losing his own. We all have the capacity for that courage. Join the Choose Love Movement today and be part of the solution by creating a safer, more peaceful, and loving world. Thank you.
It's all part of us. We can all choose love. It'll lift you up if you let.